Let's go. We're recording episode 10 of our podcast. Can you believe it, Sebastian?
Finally, it's been a minute since we recorded.
I know, bro. Do you want to tell them why we couldn't be able to record?
Because of me. Either I'm busy or Brian's busy. I'm super sick right now. So Brian is forcing me to do this, y'all. So please save me.
You swear.
Blinking twice because I need help. But yeah, I'm glad though we're doing it because it's been a minute.
Yeah, but tell me what's like going on with like your whole tonsils.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but my tonsils are like inflamed. Like I went to urgent care, and then I was close to going to the ER today because they were closing up on my throat. But urgent care didn't do anything about it. So my mom was upset. She's like, "No, we're going to Mexican Hierbería,"
Oh
and you know
yeah.
those are like
Yeah, those give you like
those give you the strong
the
stuff. So illegal stuff, but
Legal,
legal
guys.
stuff, but strong
Sometimes
stuff.
illegal. No, I'm just
No,
kidding.
Ryan, don't call me like that. But yeah, they gave me some stuff, and I honestly do feel doped up, but
Yeah.
I'm like over it.
I remember my parents, like, when I would get the cold or the flu or something, they would give me, like, some pills, like XL3, something like that. You know what I'm talking
Yes, I
about?
know exactly which one you're talking
That
about.
one, I always felt like when I took them, I felt like it was some illegal stuff. I was like,
Oh,
oh.
play with me. Don't expose them like that.
No.
But how you been?
I've been chilling, bro. I'm dealing with the same problem like you. So I don't know what I ate yesterday. I think it was when I ate chips. I ate the lime Lay's.
Oh, okay.
And I ate that. And like I can't eat with my three front teeth, like I said in the last
Right.
podcast. I can't eat with my three front teeth right now. And so like when I eat, I shove the chips or like the food to the sides of my teeth. And I feel like a chip got stuck all the way in the back and left like a cut there. It's freaking crazy. Cause then like now I feel like I can't open my jaw all the way.
Yeah.
If I go like that, it feels like it hurts like
Well, you
right here.
probably have a chip back there.
I know. I have to go like
That's it.
No, like
Ryan,
I touched it too,
do
cause
you
I.
floss?
Nah,
Yeah,
no.
me neither.
Why are you
Wait
exposing
a minute. No, I don't either.
us?
Look,
Okay.
honestly, look.
None
None of y'all floss.
y'all floss.
Don't front
The only
because
people that floss are the psychopaths. So if you floss, you're a psychopath.
it's very that, but y'all know you don't floss. Calm
Yeah,
down.
don't be lying.
But look, this is our first podcast together.
Oh, that's true, that is.
Guys, we're usually they're separate through Zoom. But now I wish I was at 100 though. I really
Yeah,
do, because I
yeah.
really do feel pretty sick, you guys. But
At least you're not coughing like me with Lane in our special episode where I
well,
was like,
it comes and goes.
Yeah.
Like before we started, I was like trying to hold it in.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. We're literally in person.
Yeah.
Like we're at Brian's house.
Yeah, so if our audio sounds wanky, all that, it's because Sebastian didn't bring his mic,
I'm
so we're sharing
sorry.
mics.
I have my mic, but I
Yeah.
don't have the connector. I must have misplaced
I
it.
have one if we need to next time. I have it.
You should have told me.
Well, I didn't know you needed that connector. You
Oh,
didn't
yes,
tell
you're
me.
right. You're right.
Exposing
Whoops. Whatever. Well, but we
Sebastian.
live a minute away, so I could have
Yeah,
gone and
that's
gotten
true,
it.
huh?
But it's
Low
okay.
key.
But
Nah, it's not worth the drive.
that's true.
Yeah.
All right,
What's
let's
it
get
called?
into it.
Do you want to tell everybody about your sister?
I don't know because it's a secret still.
No, she posted it on her story
Oh, she
today.
puts on his.
Yeah,
Oh, well, I do
yeah.
have it blocked on
Yeah.
everything. So I
Oh,
forgot. So my sister's pregnant again. We're really excited. I really wanted to be a girl. I told her, I was like, if it's not a girl, I want a refund. Because she already has a
believe
boy.
that's
She
true.
has a boy already. Then I remember when she had that boy, we were like, oh, we want a girl, we want a girl.
Yeah.
And it was a boy, which
Yeah.
we love so much. He's so cute, but we want a girl.
I'm like,
And
look at you
she
though.
already got presents,
She did?
but girl clothes.
Oh, well, imagine it's a boy
I know,
then.
people are like, it's a girl, it's a girl. I'm like, don't jinx it, y'all,
Hopefully
because
it is.
I
Because I feel like
know.
the best combination is to have like a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Or a girl and a
And a boy,
boy.
yeah.
Like
Which is
you.
you and
Yeah.
I. Well, it's you
It's
and
in
your
the reverse,
sister.
yeah.
For me, it's my sister, then me.
So for me, it's I was born first, then my sister. For Sebastian, his sister was born first,
Then
and then
I was
him.
born. And you guys are how many years apart?
We're only 1 year apart.
We're 2 years apart.
Big
Okay.
difference. What's it called? But congratulations, Alondra. That's
Yeah,
cool.
she can do better.
She can do
She
better.
can do better on that gender, baby. So it better be a girl.
I'm wait.
Alondra, if you're listening, better be a girl.
She's
It's
gonna.
touch?
Yeah, it's touchscreen.
No way.
Yeah.
Can I touch it?
Yeah, go ahead.
For real?
For everybody that's
Oh.
listening to the
Oh
podcast. Sebastian barely found out my laptop is touchscreen, so that's why he was like, "Can I touch it?" So if you hear that, it
That
might sound
doesn't.
weird.
That does sound weird. I am so
Is
weird.
it touch? Can I touch it? He's trying to touch my no-nos.
No, if my man's is listening, don't do it.
I'm about to post it on TikTok so everybody can hear you trying to touch me.
Stop.
All right. Let's talk about the main topic today for our podcast episode.
Me not being single?
Okay. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Obviously, we're not single no more, Brian. We're officially in a relationship. We're not.
Really. I know. You said it like we're in a relationship.
Oh my God. Guys.
Yeah, you're all over the place.
I'm doped up. Don't play with me.
Hey, so, you drank a couple of shots today.
No. So I'm not in a I'm single now. He asked me on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Which I think is so cliche. I think it's cute. So that's fun. I haven't seen him though, which I miss him. Because I've really been sick. We were supposed to hang out Friday. We were supposed to go out and dance Friday.
Yeah.
And then we were supposed to go have dinner Saturday night. And then Monday, schools didn't have classes. So I was going to... We were going to hang out all day today, on Monday.
Oh, really?
We were going to go have breakfast. And then I wanted to take him to the park and everything, but homeboy is sick, so...
Both of you guys are sick or just
no, I'm sick.
You're just sick? Damn.
So it sucks because I miss him. But...
Aw, Sebastian's in love, guys.
No, I'm not in love. No, scratch. Take that off the podcast.
We're going to take this off, bleep everything out.
No, but I'm really, it's exciting. Let's see where it goes.
Look at Sebastian, yo.
Let's see where it goes, y'all. All
right, so do you want to talk about our podcast episode, like the details?
I don't even know what it's about.
Yeah, I'm going to surprise you. We're going to talk about our bad movie experiences.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot.
Do you want to talk about the one that we went to together?
The Star Wars?
No, I think it was Beauty and the Beast that we went to first, me and you together, and Sabrina.
Did we go to watch Beauty and the Beast? I hated that movie.
Okay, so what happened was, I've already seen Beauty and the Beast, and me, Sebastian, and Sabrina, they wanted to see it. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty good, guys. Like, I like it.
Right.
And so Sebastian was like, yeah, let's watch it. Mm-hmm. And Sabrina said it too. And then we went to the movie, and legit, like, after 15 minutes... Sebastian and Sabrina wanted to leave.
Didn't we leave?
We left.
It's coming back to me. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's
what I forgot. Wow.
But what movie did we go to after? Because we movie hopped. So we left that movie and went to watch another movie.
I don't remember. But it was so bad.
Did you watch Ant-Man?
No. When did... I don't know.
It came out like in 2017. 2017, 2016.
I don't know. It was horrible. The music was horrible. I love Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's not Emma Stone.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson, yeah.
Damn, my bad.
Don't talk about my queen like that.
Your queen is Emma Stone? Emma Watson?
Okay, are we going to talk about our favorite females now? Like, stars?
Sure, I mean, listen.
That's another podcast.
Yeah, that movie was horrible. Horrible. I hated it.
But why do you think it was bad, though?
I don't know. The music, look. When they started remaking all these princess movies, I liked it.
Really?
Like, I was honestly for it. Yeah. Cinderella was really good.
I never seen that one.
That's really good. Cinderella was really good. Mm. Sleeping Beauty and the Huntsman or something like that. That one's really good, too.
I think that was a whole different movie company.
But it's a princess, though.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But Beauty and the Beast.
I remember we did watch that together with Sabrina, too.
Yeah. I think it was the second one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you talked to Sabrina?
Not in a while.
Nice. But yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah. But what's it called? I remember we watched it, and like I liked it. I didn't think it was that bad, but Sebastian and Sabrina were straight up bored.
It was boring, though.
Like, they were complaining the whole entire time, and I was like, damn, like, why do they hate it? I think it was because,
It
just felt weird. Yeah, the Gaston's guy.
He was gay.
Yeah, he was gay.
I didn't like that.
You didn't like that? You thought it was forced?
I think it was, yeah. And that's what Disney is doing so much. Look, obviously I am gay and I love gay representation.
Yeah.
But like, for example, the new Cinderella movie, like with Camila Cabello.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
The fairy?
Uh-huh.
It's Billy Porter. If there's a person I cannot stand, it's Billy Porter.
Really?
Hate him.
Who is he?
As a person, as an actor, he's a queer black actor.
Uh-huh. But what was he in before, if you know?
Pose. Pose is a really good show.
Mm-hmm.
It's about...
Never heard of that either.
It's really good. But he's in there. I think he's in some other stuff. I liked him in Pose. But I can't stand his voice.
Wow.
Watch. I don't know. Watch. I'm going to show y'all. We'll listen to it for a little bit.
Watch this get copyrighted and stuff.
No, I'm just going to play his voice. What? He'll sue us, though. That's for sure. Watch. It's so bad.
I have heard of the new movie with Camila Cabello or whatever. But I'm not going to watch that. It just felt whack.
Right.
It felt too weird. Like, the one with Selena Gomez, Hilary Duff, all those were good.
Right.
But with this new one, I thought it was too forced. Like, why do we need that?
I don't know. I didn't like it.
They also did one with that one girl from Pretty Little Liars. What's her name? Lucy Hale?
I never watched it.
You never watched that either? Yeah, I was boring too.
Okay.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, no, I don't know. It was weird. And then, for me, one of the biggest letdowns that I've had in movies was... You were forcing me and Sabrina to watch a Star Wars movie.
Oh, we watched two different Star Wars movies.
The first one.
We watched the first one together, me, you, Sabrina.
Which you spoiled it for the whole crowd.
Okay, guys. Oh, my God. I have to explain this now. Okay. So, when we went to go watch that first Star Wars movie, the new one that came out, I've already seen spoilers, all that, just because I didn't really care about Star Wars. Like, Star Wars is cool. I'll watch it, but I don't really care. And it was already like a month in. Like, it wasn't new, remember? It wasn't even new.
It wasn't new. It was been a month. The end. It was towards the end.
And we went to go watch it. And me, Sebastian, and Sabrina sat in a row. And there was like this couple that sat in front of us. No, it was a guy and a girl.
No, it was two girls.
No, it was two guys and a girl.
I swear to God, it was two girls. It was two lesbos. Guys, trust me. I swear.
I don't know.
I swear. Remember, like, it was yesterday.
I don't know.
Or was it a... I don't know, whatever.
I remember a guy and a girl, but what's it called? I was talking to Sebastian and Sabrina, and I was like, you guys know Han Solo dies in this movie? And right. And the people in front of us were legit like, dude, what's wrong with you?
They were mad.
Yeah, they were like, he hasn't seen it yet. And I was like, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it's been a month.
I honestly get it.
I get it, but...
When I was there... I was kind of like, Brian, why would you do that? But listen, y'all. One, like, Star Wars is huge.
Yeah.
The movie theater was empty.
Because that's how later,
we were towards the end. One, the movie theater was empty. Mm. Two, she made a big deal about it. Like, she was like, I thought she was going to hit you. But she was, like, making a big deal. She was like, why would you say that? He's never watched it. So then at the moment, I was like, Brian, you messed up. But then thinking about it, I was like, she was doing the most on, like, embarrassing you.
Yeah.
Like, it was just dumb, but...
I don't know. If you want to get spoiled for a movie, watch it in the first week. Like,
I agree.
That's a big ass deal. Like, watch in the weekend if you really want to know what's going on. For me, I really don't care about spoilers though.
Do you know where I left my keys?
I think you left it over there.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, no.
Another one that was really bad, and I know I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this.
It was the third one that we watched?
No, it was the one I watched with Monse. We watched the movie right when we literally went to movie theaters.
Uh-huh.
The movie ended and the government shut down everything.
Oh, COVID.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like when we literally walked out, Harkins put on this post that said we're closing down.
Okay.
So it was a day of.
What movie did you watch?
Birds of Prey.
Oh, that movie.
So bad.
That was so bad.
Honestly, the main actress, I don't know what's her name.
Margot Robbie.
Don't like her.
Really?
I liked her in Carilla. Carilla?
Carmilla?
No, Carilla?
Carilla.
That's the new one.
That's Emma Stone.
Oh, never mind.
You're thinking about two different people?
Oh my God. They look alike. They're both white. They're both blonde.
Emma Stone has orange hair.
Wait, who's Emma Stone? The one that did Carilla?
So
who's the one that did
Harley Quinn? That's Margot Robbie.
I don't like her.
Why though?
She was so bad.
Is it her accent? Oh, yeah.
They kept it through the whole movie.
Damn.
It gets old.
Yeah.
I loved her in Suicide Squad. So when she had the accent in Suicide Squad, it wasn't throughout the whole movie.
Hmm.
It was, but she didn't have a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, whatever.
But this movie was all about her.
But this movie was all about her, and she had that accent the whole entire movie. And it got annoying.
Yeah.
When she, like, there was a lot of cringy moments too. Like when she dropped the sandwich.
Uh-huh. I never watched the movie. I never watched it.
You're sexist, huh? Because I bet you if Batman came out, you would be the first one there.
Yeah, I think I'm watching the new Batman movie.
Oh my gosh, my mom is like, where are you at? We don't have the keys to the house. Yeah, so my family is outside the house. Where's Vingan? I'm not going to leave. Last time I had to go get him, remember?
Movie, yeah.
So sorry, y'all. It's just my family's outside the door and... Look, they even called Elaine. Hey, Sebastian, your sister said to call her. No. They didn't get it because last time we forgot keys, we had to go get them.
No, wait.
Off topic, we'll go on.
Everyone's gonna be like, what are they talking about?
I know. I'll just leave really quick. So I came to Brian's house, didn't know my parents didn't have any keys, and now they're messaging me that they're outside. Mm-hmm. So too bad.
And what's it called? We also watched the Fantastic Four movie.
I didn't watch that one.
We watched it together. No, me, you, Anayi, and Esme.
When?
We legit watched this together. It was like this. Guys, it's the worst movie ever. It's legit that bad. It was back in like 2014, 2013. It was when you went to MetroTech already. And like, I wouldn't know Esme if I didn't know you.
Really?
Yeah, we went together.
I don't remember. Like, I seriously don't remember this. Fantastic Four, Brian, are you sure?
Yeah.
There was no Fantastic Four movie that came out that year.
Sebastian, it was that forgettable. It's that bad.
Was it that bad?
Yeah.
But did we go out to eat afterwards?
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm going to check the Fantastic Four. Just want to check Brian.
Yeah, we legit watched it together. And I remember sitting throughout the movie, and I was legit like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. It's that bad.
Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four. And it has Michael B. Jordan in it.
What? It came out in 2015.
Yeah, we watched it together. I'm telling you.
I don't remember.
It was that bad that it's forgettable. That's how bad it is. It's so forgettable.
I'm shocked.
You don't even remember watching it. That's how bad it was.
I'm honestly shocked.
I don't even remember that I watched it.
Do you think Esme listens to our podcast?
I don't know. But we shouldn't talk about it.
Why?
I don't know if you want to.
I'm not going to say nothing bad.
I'll say it bad. Say everything.
I'm 23. I'm 22 years old. There's nothing bad I have to say about her. Okay. I'm just wondering, like, if Esme, if you listen to this podcast, comment or something. I don't know. Do something, Charlie.
And if you don't comment, we're going to talk trash about you in the next podcast episode.
Hey.
No, I'm just
you
kidding.
You said it, not me. No, I don't have anything bad to say about Esme.
Yeah. So, there was another movie we watched together.
I was like... I don't have anything bad to say about her.
Oh, so we also saw another Star Wars movie together. It was the last one that came out.
Which one?
I remember it was the one where Rey.
That one was long.
It was long as fuck.
Even you didn't like it.
Mm-hmm,
and y'all, the only reason we've watched Star Wars movies is because of you.
Yeah.
And who did we go with? It was you, me.
It was just me and you.
That's right.
Yeah, it was just me and you.
It was horrible.
It was bad.
It was long. It was bad. Like, I remember even you weren't feeling it.
Yeah, so during the movie, me and Sebastian were legit, like, on our phones.
On our phone? We were on our phones.
We were on our phones because it was that bad. And, like, it was empty, too. It wasn't that many people in there.
Yeah.
It was just me and him. I would be on my phone. I think the Suns are playing that day, so I was looking at the score and all that. And it was just too long. Like, it was, like, 3 hours and something. And, like... It was just not... It did not have good pace. Like, it was just boring.
It was stagnant. Very stagnant.
At least when I watch, like, a superhero movie and it's, like, 3 hours long, like, I could sit through it and it feels like an hour. Like, right. Spider-Man, the new one that we watched, No Way Home, it felt like...
Yeah. Felt like eternity, but it was good, though.
It was good, though. Like, it was quick. And you weren't even on your phone.
I wasn't.
No. Star Wars?
Throughout the movie. I was on my phone throughout the whole movie. Yeah. My battery really, really drained.
That was a bad day.
Yeah.
What's it called? Do you have any other ones that you had a bad movie experience?
I can't believe it's Touch.
Why?
I don't know. I'm shocked. No, I don't think, I don't. Well, honestly, there's a bunch of movies that I've seen in the movie theaters that were trash.
Yeah.
Mama was a big one.
Oh, yeah, with that one girl from Hidden Figures.
I don't know, but Ryan Radcliffe is in it.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe?
Yeah.
That's the one from
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. He's in it. It was so bad. Yeah, that one was bad. And I also watched... Pet Cemetery with my ex.
I heard it.
That was the first date me and my ex had, and it was so bad. The movie was so bad. The date was good, but the movie was bad.
What's it called? I also remember watching Let's Be Cops. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Never.
So it's one of the. I think it's both of the guys are in New Girl.
Okay.
So they're both in this movie. It's called Let's Be Cops, and basically they steal like a cop car and they dress like as cops and get girls basically. That's the whole plot.
Okay.
And it's rated R. And the only reason we watched it is because me, my pops, my moms, my sister, we all started going to movie theaters regularly.
Okay.
And like we started watching movies like randomly, like whatever. And I was like, oh, Let's Be Cops sounds cool. Like, let's watch that. So we watched that. And the girl did tell my pops, they were like, it's rated R, so I don't know if you want to take your kids in there or not. And my dad was like, yeah, we fuck it.
But like, okay, but is it rated R? Like, rated R, or rated R as in like,
so
boobs
and... That's why I was getting to the point. So during that movie, there's a scene where like this guy is running naked. He's like a big, fat guy. He's running naked and you can see his dick.
Oh my gosh.
And
wait, what's the movie again? No, let's be cops. Wait, what is it called?
Okay. Let's be cops. And during that scene, it's me, my sister, and my dad. So my dad, right away when he saw that big fat guy's dick, my dad was like covering my sister's eyes.
Oh, not really.
And my mom looked at me and she was like, we're going to go. And we just left that movie.
I mean, the person did tell you guys.
Yeah, she did.
He didn't warn you guys.
Yeah.
But what about any movies that you really enjoyed watching?
Let's see.
Recently for me was Marry Me.
Marry Me?
Marry What's Me that, by J-Lo. You, me, and Elaine.
You seen it?
We have to go. It's so good.
When did it come out?
I think it came out Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I remember seeing ads about it.
Cause that's me and my mans. That's where we went for Valentine's Day. Yeah. We went to go watch Marry Me. And it's so good.
I thought it was gonna be too cheesy, so I didn't want.
Look, I know I'm not about cheesy movies like that, but it was good. Like the plot was really good. Mm-hmm. It was good. The actors are really good.
Yeah.
There is cheesy moments, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Nah, but for real, what movie made you cry?
That was so funny.
What?
The transition?
Yeah.
You know what this? None.
No movie has ever made you cry?
In the movie theaters?
Yeah.
None.
Really?
None. Not in the movie. Oh, lying. One only. Coco.
You can't tell me you haven't lied to Lion King. Cried to Lion King.
I didn't watch it in the movie theaters, though. Oh, are we talking about movies?
Okay, I'll
do both.
Okay.
So, in the movie theater, Coco.
Coco.
Has been the only movie to make me cry.
What part made you cry, though?
When he's singing to Abuela at the end.
Oh, yeah, that is
That's
sad.
Really sad.
Let me see. I forgot how you know it.
So, just that. Just Coco. Yeah. Made me cry in movie theaters. Outside of movie theaters, Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
The Blind Side.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
so good. Air Buddies.
What the heck? Air Buddies? I've seen it, buddy.
But me and my sister were really, really little kids.
Yeah.
So when the clown was like hitting him with the newspaper, we just started crying. Yeah, I think that's it. Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, I've heard of it.
That was never really good, y'all. That's one of my favorite movies. Why don't we ever talk about our favorite movies?
We'll talk about some other podcast.
Should we just do like our top five?
Nah,
we'll
do
about some movies.
Yeah, but I feel like we should talk about nothing but us, like our bad and good movie experiences. Because I feel like that could be a whole podcast.
But we've already done like 3 episodes about movies.
Nah, we have to do our own.
Look at this one.
Because I can't just think of it right now. You can?
My favorite top five, absolutely.
Okay. Well, next podcast, we'll do top five, but tell us your top five right now.
Okay, so, no, because then you're going to be messed up. Just, just continue.
Okay. So, the movie that made me cry was also Coco.
Okay, Coco?
Coco.
Coco.
It's because I'm thinking about Foster Song for Imaginary Friends.
Oh,
Coco,
I love that
Coco.
Show. Okay, go ahead.
I also cried to Instructions Not Included. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. You never heard of it?
That was the worst movie I've ever
seen.
Really? In my life.
I love that movie.
Instructions. Bajo la misma luna. I cried on that one too.
Yeah, the one where the daughter.
That's Instruction Not Included.
Yeah.
Bajo la misma luna is the one where it's the kid that's in. You never seen that movie?
No.
Bajo la misma luna, you've never seen it.
Never heard of it.
It's the same actor. What's his name?
The guy from
Instruction Not Included.
The family Purucha.
Yeah.
Diaz. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Where the kid.
The kid crosses over.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know his name. But
he's an immigrant, basically, right?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that
one made me cry, but not Instructions. Instructions Not Included was too hyped for me.
Really?
I didn't like it.
I cried at the end because I was like,
but she died, y'all.
She died.
Oh, spoilers.
I know, you just spoiled the movie. Yeah. It's because I watched it again with Elaine, and I legit cried again.
Really?
I cried again. It's that sad. She didn't cry, though.
I don't think I've ever seen you cry.
Yeah, I don't
we
cry.
We have to do, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minutes, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you cry.
Yeah. I cry. I only cry in movies. Nobody sees me crying in person.
Interesting. Has Elaine seen you cry?
In movies, yeah.
But not like outside of movies.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen me cry?
Yeah.
I called him crying one time.
Yeah, I think you cried when we did your 21st birthday.
I don't remember anything about that. So probably, but I called you crying about a month ago.
Yeah.
When I was leaving some a-hole's house.
Yeah, that's true. For those people that don't have the audio, the video, he just threw the middle finger.
Not the middle finger, it's the ring finger.
Oh.
Replacing the middle finger.
And the pinky finger.
The pinky
if
finger.
You know what that means.
Yeah. Whatever. But yes, you've heard me cry.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you've seen me cry too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I did cry. Oh, I did cry at my party.
I told you.
That's right.
You didn't remember?
I didn't remember. Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Now, what's it called? I have some questions for you.
Okay.
I think you're going to like these questions, low-key.
Is it really like cool. A trivia?
Yeah. Yeah, kind of.
How about we do, I'll ask you some questions too. I'll make them up right now.
Okay. So these ones are going to mess you up. My question is, who's older? Zendaya or Chief Keef? You remember Chief Keef?
No.
He's the guy that was like, I love, I can't say it. Bees love Sosa.
No.
You remember?
No.
That's the stuff I don't like.
No.
Oh my god. But who would you guess?
But I know who it is though.
Yeah.
I would have to say Zendaya is older.
No, it's Chief Keef. He's 26 and she's 25.
Okay.
That's crazy, huh?
Chief Keef sounds older.
Yeah, no, he sounds younger to me. No, he does sound older.
Because I feel like I've known him like when I was little.
Yeah, so Chief Keef, when he released that big song that came out, we were in middle school.
Oh, wow.
And Zendaya was popping up at the same time because that's when Shake It Up. And we were in middle school.
Shake It Up.
And when you bring up Shake It Off, guess what?
Shake It Off? That's from Mariah Carey.
No, it's Taylor Swift.
Shake.
It's Taylor Swift. She came out, Shake It Off.
Do not disrespect Mariah like that. Mariah and Taylor Swift have a song called Shake It Off, but Mariah's is better, so don't play.
Okay. What do you think is older, Adele or Cardi B?
I know Cardi B is older.
No, it's Adele.
Oh my gosh, are you for real?
For real?
How old? Cardi B's like 28.
Cardi B?
No, she's like in her 30s.
Cardi B is... Let me see.
Go to her Wikipedia.
She's 29.
20? Oh, I was off by a year.
How old do you think Adele is?
Oh, Adele's 32.
Adele is 33.
Oh, wow. Okay. What's the next one?
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
That's like trippy.
I mean, Adele does seem a bit of an older woman.
She did. I remember she started popping up in 2008. I remember that. So that's crazy. Who do you think is older, Taylor Swift or Cardi B?
Taylor Swift is older. She's in her 30s.
Yeah, can you believe it? I didn't know she was in her 30s.
Taylor Swift's been around forever.
But I can't believe she's 30.
She looks young, though.
Because remember that a song came out, that album, I think it was like 22, something like that? Uh-huh. I thought she was like 28, 29, something like that. No, guys, she's 33 or 32. That's crazy.
I don't like her.
Nah, I don't like her either. She's whatever. She's too dramatic.
Yeah, I don't like her.
Watch this TikTok blow up because all the Taylors
all are going to come. All the Swifties?
Yeah, they're going to come after us.
I wish they would.
Come after us. Say less.
60? I'm kidding. Is that saying my address?
No. Nah, you're wild. Okay. I think this one's going to mess you up too. Who's older, Katy Perry or Nicki Minaj?
Minaj? I hate y'all straight people. Nicki Minaj.
Same thing.
It is definitely older.
Why do you think that?
Because she's an old woman. I know she had a baby in her 30s.
She's 39.
She's 39?
She's 39.
You're 9. She's about to be 40?
Yeah, for real. She's 39, guys.
How old is Katy Perry's in her 30s?
She's 37.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
So when they were in their 20s when we were young.
Yeah, I thought they were like 18.
That's insane.
That's why they're not popping no more.
They're not popping anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, that's scary.
That's wild, huh?
I know how old Miley Cyrus is.
Alright, wait, how old is Miley Cyrus?
27.
I was gonna do Miley Cyrus, but I was like, nah, Sebastian already knows how old she is.
I love Miley Cyrus. I think she's 27.
She's 29. Guys, come after him. He's the biggest Miley Cyrus fan. Doesn't even know how old she is.
Not my baby being older.
Alright. This is my last question for you. How many seasons does Friends have?
Oh, 10.
Damn.
I watched it like 2 times.
I thought that was going to trip you up.
No, it's a little.
Yeah, it's 10.
I love Friends and I was really upset they took off Friends and The Office off Netflix.
Yeah, those are like the two biggest things. Now Netflix is whack.
Honestly, I've been thinking of taking off Netflix.
Netflix, why are you charging me $17?
You heard it here, folks.
Is it 15? I don't know. Something.
Oh my god! Guess who?
What?
Do you know the person that I'm like going to therapy for?
Yeah.
They hung out with somebody.
Really?
I gotta tell you afterwards.
Yeah, after.
Oh, but yeah, I'm going to therapy now.
But what's it called? Yeah, like I'm paying 15 for Netflix for no reason.
No, that's insane.
There's nothing good there anymore.
Nothing good.
And like my girl, she does watch a lot of things on Netflix, but right. I think it's whack.
Have you seen Looking for Monday? Or Where is Monday?
Yeah, it's where the guy has like so good. seven different kids.
Monday through Saturday, Sunday. Such a good movie.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Such a good movie.
Never seen it though.
You never seen it? You have to watch it. I'm not joking, watch it tonight.
Maybe. I still have to watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
He does not like it, y'all.
Nah,
he
I liked not. It. I thought
he
it was pretty good.
He was making all these faces when the queens were de-dragging. He was like, this ugly and she ugly.
Nah, that's because, look, guys, when they would, like, take off their dresses and all that, I'd be like, damn, they're ugly as heck.
Well, yeah, they're men.
I know, but they're ugly.
They like, are ugly.
Like,
they look ugly.
Like, there's beautiful guys out there. I'll admit it, but there's beautiful guys out there, guys. 100%. Like, Ryan Reynolds?
Gross.
That's a beautiful man right there. No. What?
No. Ryan Reynolds, his face is, like, long. Okay, from the drag queens, we'll just jump into, because we have to go, but we'll just tip our toes into it.
Yeah.
What queen did you like from the entrance look?
I don't remember
that. Well, we're about to pull it up, because... Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was that one person that you said that everyone likes.
Which one? Well, everybody likes a lot of them.
But that's the one that you like. It's your favorite.
My Adore Delano?
Yeah.
The way she went meow?
Yeah, yeah.
The punk rock?
Yeah, she was like...
I love her. If y'all know Adore Delano, I love her. But you have to watch it, Brian, seriously.
Oh, you have to ask me questions, remember?
I do want to ask you questions.
Okay.
Oh, my God, now I don't even remember. What should I ask? Like trivia questions?
Yeah, just a random question.
Well, I'm going to Google some because I wasn't prepared. You caught me off guard.
That's why I wanted to show you like just randomly.
Trivia questions. Should I ask you about science? He's in science.
Nah, that's tough.
Okay. Let's see. Sorry, y'all, hold on. No, okay, sorry. I'm just trying to do this as fast. Animal trivia. We'll do animals.
Okay, okay.
Oh, this one's easy. A lot of people should know this.
Okay.
How many hearts... Oh, hold on. How many hearts does an octopus have?
Isn't it 12?
No.
How many?
Brian, has 3.
Oh, shoot.
12? Could you imagine?
I don't know.
Okay. How many... Oh, this one's easy. How many legs does a spider have?
Ocho.
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 Ocho. Oh my God. Bro, we need to have a podcast of just us speaking Spanish.
Nah, that's tough.
No, we have to.
Bro, no.
¿Qué es lo que dice la raza? ¿Deberíamos de tener un episodio en español o no?
¡Viva la raza!
You don't even know Spanish. Don't come for me. Okay. Oh, the name of which African animal means river horse?
What the heck?
Okay, what animal lives in Africa and like underwater, super dangerous?
Hippos.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, I thought I was going to get that wrong.
I know. I'll come up with some better ones next time, you guys, but...
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. That last one was a good one.
Wow, this is a good podcast.
It was chaotic.
It was chaotic. A lot of things happened. That always happens in our podcast for some reason. People always hit us up, call us, or interrupt us. Like, it always happens. 10 out of 10.
This is cute, though. The questions at the end, I think that was...
Yeah, I want to keep that. I like it.
I think this setup works.
We just need your mic next time.
I know. I think this one's perfect. But yeah, next time we'll do it at my house or something.
Yeah.
But,
I think that's it.
I think we should, do this in person.
Okay, guys. So, you guys can follow us on TikTok, YouTube. It's Gay Guy, Straight Guy Podcast, spaces in between. Also, you could listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all other types of apps that you listen to on. This is a good podcast.
It was good, Brian.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, everybody.